Hi, this is Adam Nadjberg of the Wall Street Journal Online. I'm here today with Andrew Horowitz. He's an independent investment advisor and the author of the Disciplined Investor blog and a book of the same title. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about market volatility and how you're suggesting your clients position themselves. I'd like to start by talking about these ugly market conditions. Have we seen the worst of them?
Yeah, that's interesting because the volatility of late, both on the up and the down, has been very concerning to clients because they're not used to this. You know, most clients are looking at not only the downside but the upside as, hey, what's going on? And have we seen the worst of it right now? I don't think it's over at all, not even nearly over yet.
In terms of the ugliness that I was just talking about, what has been hardest hit? When your investors come to you, how are you consoling them?
Well, fortunately, our clients have really skirted any of the real problems at this point because we really stayed away from the financials, which have been really problematic. Many of the mortgage-backed and the mortgage-related investments, which we have not had for a lot of different reasons, and our clients have been relatively happy. But I can tell you that even so, there has been, you know, so many headlines out there that they're wondering what's the next shoe to drop. You know, is there going to be an issue in the money markets? Is there going to be an issue with some of the mortgage companies that are going to somehow trickle down to them? And, you know, while it's been summertime, so I think a lot of people are in a little bit more of a relaxed sense and a relaxed state, they're still starting to pick up on a lot of the signals and a lot of things that they're hearing out there and wondering, you know, how is this going to affect them long term?
If we could focus a little bit now on positioning. When investors come to you with however much money they have to invest, what are you telling them to do with it?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think right now if it was, I mean, let's take an example, I guess. If they're coming in and saying, hey, here's a block of money, it's fresh money, you know, what do I do? And I think I'm taking the tack right now more of, you know, what don't we do? You know, right now we're not just going to spill it all in the markets, whether we're at the bottom or at the top at any given time. And I'm not really, you know, trying to come up with this catchphrase of dollar cost averaging or anything like that or market timing, because none of that really, in my opinion, is terribly meaningful when it comes to the, you know, the fact that if, in fact, markets fall out of bed as they did in the latter part of July and into August, you know, where does that put them? Because there's an emotional overlay here. So my discussion has been that we should start looking at some of the solid places, like some of the very, very selective retailers, some of the steel companies. I've been looking at companies like, for example, Nokia for a while, Shutterfly, Steel Dynamics, Zoomia has been one of my favorites, and SanDisk I've been investing in. But also I think there's some places that most people are not maybe thinking of, like, you know, a lot of the financials have been hit, but what about a company like a Schwab, for example, who's going to benefit from this added volatility? You know, who's going to really benefit in these areas? I had been investing and really telling people the number one position was to pick up something like an Apple, which we felt at the 115 to 120 range was incredibly undervalued, and these days it's just moving up like crazy. Obviously, we're ahead by 25 points on that or so right now. But I think that the issue right now is that, you know, care needs to be taken to kind of move in slowly and start nipping at positions that you believe are good long term, because there still is a lot of problems out there and there's underlying questions of where this whole meltdown is going to really play out, and if in fact the government's going to come in with a total bailout.
So what does your model portfolio look like right now, asset allocation wise?
I would say right now, if I was to look at it, we would say that in the cash position, we probably have a larger percentage than we've had before. In the 25% range, something like that, depending on the client. Of course, it all depends on the risk of the client, et cetera. In equities, I would say we're somewhere approximately in the in about the 30 to 40% range of equities right now. And then the remainder would be a hodgepodge of some fixed income. I do like a lot of the preferred investments, the preferred stocks out there. I think it's a great way to get anywhere from 6 to 7.5% of return of income return with a great benefit tax wise, because many of them are only taxed at the 15% tax level, right? So this hodgepodge of investing both domestically, internationally, laying off some of the international, holding up a cash position because we can get 5% on our cash positions these days, and then having some prefers that give us some great yield, I think is a really good way to have a real solid footing in these markets.
Andrew Horowitz, an independent investment advisor and author of the Disciplined Investor blog and a book of the same title, thank you for being with us today.